Hey, yo, what up, y'all? I am excited to share this with you. I could sing a song right now. Like, I could do backflips right now. I can do all of that. The Straight Up Podcast is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard it right. I told you, this year, I am not playing. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, impact to the world, purpose to the world, and to support shows and brands that we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go subscribe to his show. His name is Brendan Bruchard. I know y'all know Brendan. If you don't know Brendan, you're about to know Brendan. Go subscribe to Motivation with Brendan. Brendan is a thought leader, changer. He is an OG in this space. He's helped my life so much. I could talk about Brendan for 3 hours. Just go listen, and I promise you, your life will never be the same. Again, it's called Motivation with Brendan. Go subscribe today and watch how your life is impacted.
What up, y'all? Welcome to today's episode of Straight Up Podcast. It's one of those episodes where I'm in the elements. I'm actually working out. I'm actually getting it in. And today's message, like, I really want y'all to lock in. Like, I don't hope you hear me. I don't even hope you listen. I hope you feel this in your soul. I think today's episode is probably going to be one of the most powerful episodes on the Straight Up Podcast. If you really feel it, like if you take the time to really digest this and apply it to your life. So I want to set that intention right now. Like, make sure this is a time where you actually can lock in, listen, apply, and really feel. Like, challenge yourself to feel this episode in a deeper way that can activate some change in your life. And before we get into it, I want to announce rarebreedacademy.com. It is live. I don't want to get too much into it on this episode. Next week, we're going to talk about it more in depth. But I encourage everybody that's serious about change, that's serious about transformation holistically, go to rarebreedacademy.com. And I'm actually giving away scholarships. So make sure you sign up for an email because I'm giving away a lot of scholarships, okay, just for people who sign up. So maybe that might be you. Go there right now.
What's up, rehabbers across the world? Welcome to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Throughout my career, from the NFL to sold-out stages speaking to thousands, I built up a toolkit to break through negative mindsets, let go of what's holding you back, and start rehabbing your life. And every show is going to be jam-packed with tips, tricks, and tools to push you forward. I'm always going to be real with you and give you the 100% truth, even when it's going to pierce your heart. This is me, Trent Shelton, Straight Up.
I don't want to take too much of your time today, but I really want to dive into this because I asked myself this question. And the question I asked myself is, what time in my life was I about to die? And when you hear that, you think about a physical death, right? Maybe you can think about, oh, I was almost in a car wreck. I was almost in this. I had a close scare medically. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about spiritually, emotionally. You know, you guys know my story, so I won't get into it. But when I lost the NFL, I told myself my life was over. How many of us right now listen to this? Like you, how many times have you told yourself that your life is over because something is over? How many times have you told yourself that, you know, there's no more to my life. My future is not going to be better because my past had so much pain. If you've done that, I feel you because I was in that place. And what I was doing was I was giving myself a death sentence. So many people in this world, they die in their 20s. They die in their teens. They die in their 30s because they stop believing, because they lose their self-esteem, whether it's from people, whether it's from experiences, whether it's from situations, whether it's from their, they lose themselves. And what they do is they tell themselves that there's no more to their life and then they start to live that way. There's a lot of people, and this cannot be you anymore if it is you. There's too many people that are alive, but they're dead. There's so many people that have died in their 20s, but they don't get buried until it's time for them to go. Their 60s, their 70s. And so many of us, what we do is we give ourselves that death sentence because of an experience, because something go right, because of failure, because people turn their back, because we had setbacks, because of all these things. And we give ourselves the death sentence by saying words like, it's over. By saying words like, my life is over. My life is done. Let me tell you something right now. Your life is not over. Maybe that situation is over. Maybe that chapter is over. Maybe that season is over. Whew. Maybe that's over. But guess what? Your choice. You're a choice. You're a choice away from a new beginning. Some of us, we give ourselves the death sentence by saying, there's no more to my life. There's nothing better for my life. I might as well just, you know, just live. And you just accept the way life gives you life. You just accept that. You have no intention anymore. And you live like that because you gave yourself a death sentence. You know, what's crazy is that in my household, I'm very big over language, right? Very big over language. I'm not just talking about cuss words and things you shouldn't say, because I know the language that you give yourself, right, will influence your actions. The language that you give yourself will fuel your spirit. That's why they say, speak life into your life. I told you that on the spoken word, speak life into your life. Be your own motivation. So Maya, my daughter, she comes up to me earlier this week. And she comes to me and says, Dad. Maya, if you follow Maya on social media or follow us and you see Maya, you know Maya is a ball of energy. I'll just put it like that. Maya is like the life of the party. So she comes in there. I'm like laying down. She said, Dad. I'm like, man, what happened? It's like, is there a snake outside? Is there a rat? What's going on? We live in the country. I'm like, what's that? What's wrong? Dad. And I was like, what, Maya? She says, I see this look on her face like she did something wrong. She says, ooh. And I was like, what? And she was like, Becca. So Becca's our babysitter, right? Excellent babysitter. Becca's our babysitter. She said, Becca. And I'm like, what happened to Becca? Like, what's going on? She said, Maya's at that tattletale age, right? Nothing wrong with it, but she's at that age. She tells on everybody. Becca said a bad word. And I was thinking, like, I've never heard Becca say a bad word. Maya, what did she say? She said, I can't say it. I'm going to get in trouble. I said, here's your pass to say it. Like, feel free. Whatever she said, you can repeat it. Just don't repeat it after you repeat it. And she says, Becca said, I said, Maya, what? Becca said, you sure that I'm not gonna get in trouble? Yes, Maya, I'm sure. Becca said, can't. And I said, I was laughing inside, but I didn't want to show her that because I said, well, she said, what? She said, can't. And I spelled it, but you know, Maya's four, so she don't know what I'm spelling. I was like, C-A-N apostrophe T. She's like, yeah, I think can't. Like the word you told me that was so bad and I can't say it. And what's funny is, a few weeks prior to that, Maya comes home to me and says, my teacher said a bad word, and it was the word can't. So you might be thinking, like, why in the heck does your daughter think the word can't is a bad word? I know language fuels your spirit. I know language controls your actions. The words that you speak to yourself become the person that you become. And so I've told my kids, just as the F word, the A word, all those words, there's certain words that the world doesn't think are bad words. There's certain words that you can't say in this house. And I said, can't is one of them. And so Maya doesn't understand the context. Of course, I want her to say, like, you can't do that to me, right? Stuff like that. But I said, when it comes to telling yourself something that you're about to go do and you're about to try, you cannot say the word can't. Tristan's got in trouble for it. And I get pissed off. Because when you tell yourself you can't do something, you're not going to do it. You are creating a death sentence in your life. Because when you tell yourself you can't do something, you are cutting off the possibility for it to ever happen in your life. You have already made up your mind that it's not going to happen. So I tell my kids that I don't want you to say can't. I want you to say I'm trying. I want you to say I'm progressing. I want you to say maybe not this time. I never want to hear the word can't ever come out your mouth. And so you listening to this podcast right now, I want you to check yourself. What language do you tell yourself? A lot of us, we live in depression because we tell ourselves depressed things over and over and over again. I get it. When you're in a situation when it's hard to believe something is better, but you got to tell yourself better things, right? There's power in the tongue. There's power in your words. Why do you think I look at myself in the mirror every morning and say, Trent, make the world respect your greatness? Because that fuels my spirit. You got to stop giving yourself a death sentence. And you got to start giving yourself a life experience. And so I want you to just flip the script, right? I want you to say, you know what? I might not be there yet, but you better believe I'm going to get closer to it. I was just outside running today, and I'm going to be honest with you. I'm out of shape. I could easily say I can't run 4 miles today, but I told myself I'm going to do the best I can, and I'm going to keep coming back. And I know eventually I'm going to get to that place where I know I can be. You got to have that type of confidence in yourself. You might not be there yet, but for sure you can get there if you keep showing up, if you keep trusting yourself. Stop trusting your circumstances. Stop trusting people's opinions. Stop trusting the world's struggles that they throw at you. Stop trusting social media. Stop trusting all these metrics. Stop trusting the algorithm and start trusting what God has put in your heart. Start trusting you. And some of us, we don't trust ourselves because we quit and we give ourselves death sentences daily. It's time to give yourself a life experience. And how you do it, you tell yourself, I will overcome. I will get better. I will progress. I will be that person. I will make the world respect my greatness. I will. Stop saying I can't and start saying I will. And I hope that you're feeling this in your soul because listen, you're just a choice away from a new beginning, right? You heard me say that a million times, a choice away from a new beginning. You can flip the script right now. I don't want to see you die at 20. I don't want to see you die at 30. I don't want to see you walking around a zombie and just living life depressed because you gave yourself a death sentence or you allowed somebody else to give you a death sentence. Somebody told you, oh, your life will be nothing without me. You start believing that. I don't want to see you live like that. You deserve to experience life. You have breath in your body. You still have a chance to become what you know you can become. And I'm being straight up with you. This ain't no motivational jumbo mumbo crap. This is real life. This is real life. And yeah, it's not going to come easy. Yeah, you got to fight for it. You know, my mother's been fighting for her life for the last 4 months on a deathbed, hasn't moved once in hospice, but she's still here when the doctors gave her weeks. It's been months because she's fighting, because she has the mindset that I will. And some of y'all got all the, man, I'm not trying to compare you, but I want you to understand the perspective. Some of you got your health. Some of you got your family. Some of you got, maybe you don't have everything that you want in your life, but you got everything that you need. And some of you give yourself excuse after excuse after excuse, and you create these death sentences in your life, and you wonder why you don't feel alive. But you have someone like my mother, and it motivates me to see her in the same position for 4 months, going on 5 months, and she's still fighting. Hasn't stepped off her bed, haven't stepped outside, hooked up to machines, and she's still fighting because she had that faith. And I know my mother, her faith, whoo, her faith is something incredible. It's unbreakable because I know she got that spirit of I will. And she put that spirit in me. And now I'm putting that spirit in you. Faith is going beyond what you see visually and feeling that power in your soul internally. That's faith, right? I might not can see it, but you better believe I believe it because I feel it. That's faith. And some of us, we're a choice away from a new beginning. You're a choice away from a new beginning and a commitment away from a new life. And I want to be clear about this because some of us, we make choices, right? You listen to this podcast or you listen to some, you make a choice and you're all happy, you're excited, right? You're like, okay, I'm going to stop living this death sentence. I'm going to give myself a life experience. And you make this choice and you know what happens? Nothing around you externally changes. And you get discouraged. You get discouraged. You feel empty. Because nothing around you externally changes. I want to tell you something, my friend. The last thing you're going to experience when you make a choice to change is the external harvest. The first things that change when you make a choice is your internal progressions, right? Your habits start to change. Your language starts to change. Your perspective starts to change. And people don't see this change, right? I call it the dark work. People just see what the dark work produces in the light. People just see you shining. People just see you changing. People just see that you lost weight. People just seen that you gained weight. People just seen that you actually went for it and actually did it. People see the finished product. People don't see the production. They don't see it. And as human beings, we want validation so much for people, so we get discouraged because you're like, man, I've been doing this for a month. I've been doing this for 2 months and nothing has changed externally. But my friend, you are creating the greatest change in your life, and that's an internal change. Because when you create internal power, when you create everlasting internal strength, it doesn't matter what's going on outside of you because you got a power inside of you that won't stop you. And I know I'm preaching on here today, man. I mean this from the bottom of my soul. It's time to give yourself a life experience. It is time to give yourself a life experience. I want you to hit me up on Instagram, text me back and say, Trent, I'm giving myself a life experience. I want you to share this with somebody that needs to hear it, that's been dead for the last 10 years, for the last 5 years. Maybe they lost a relationship. Maybe they're battling cancer. Maybe they lost their dream and they just been depressed. They've been dead. But hopefully this podcast and these words will give CPR to their life. I needed that in my life. I needed some words in my life to give me CPR. I needed prayer. I needed to trust God. I needed a good environment around my life to give me CPR and bring me back to life. But you can't let what you can't see keep you from being everything you're created to be. You gotta have that gardener's mindset, man. And just know internally is where you're gonna change at first. How you see things will start to change. How you believe, your faith will start to change. How you feel, your energy will start to change. And people don't recognize that. People don't see that. But when you make a choice, when you make that choice, that's what happens. And if you stay committed to that choice, if you stay locked into that choice, and you keep giving yourself life, Trent, what do you mean by that? You keep giving yourself life.
Hey, you, here's something that you might not know about me. I am an Airbnb host. I first started hosting on Airbnb about 2 years ago. I have a cabin called Protect Your Peace Cabin in Broken Bow, Oklahoma, and it's magical. Just imagine waking up to the fresh scent of pine in the air from the trees, right in the middle of the woods. You have a jacuzzi. We have a fire pit that makes great conversations at night, a grill. And guess what? Even in the morning, you can catch a few deer in the backyard. I spend so much time making this cabin the perfect escape for me and my family to unwind and fully relax. But truth is, I only use it a few times a year. But now, with Airbnb, I'm making good use of my space all year round and earning extra cash at the same time. Let me tell you my top three reasons on why I love hosting on Airbnb. Number one, it brings extra income. I love sharing my home with friends and guests, and now I can get paid to do so. Number two, beautiful memories. When people reach out and tell me how much they enjoyed their stay and had a great trip, I love being a part of it. It's the best feeling to me. And number three, it's easy. Even with my busy schedule as an entrepreneur and speaker, I can still make time to be an Airbnb host. I can't think of a better business idea that just takes a few hours a week to manage. And now with my book tour coming up, I'm thinking of putting my regular home on Airbnb too, so I can host guests while I'm on the road for a month or so. A lot of people don't even realize they may have an Airbnb of their own right under their noses. They may even overcomplicate it. You can Airbnb your place or your spare room, even if you're out of town for a few days or for a few weeks. So whether you have an investment property or extra bedrooms in your home, hosting on Airbnb is a great way to earn extra income. Next time you're planning a trip or want to share those extra spaces, consider hosting on Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. That's airbnb.com/host to find out how much your home is worth.
Right, I was running today and I was on the country roads. And some of you are on my Facebook Live, you're gonna hear this today. So last night, and I said a quote on there and I said, every step leads somewhere. And I wanna slow down a little bit so you can really feel this as we end this podcast. Every step you take, what I mean by step, I don't mean a physical step all the time, but a choice, a decision, a perspective, a response. Every step you take is leading you somewhere. Every decision you make is leading you somewhere. Decisions aren't dead ends. Decisions are paths. Choices are paths. And better yet, choices are bridges. Everything in your life is a bridge. Every conversation externally that you have internally with yourself is a bridge. Every person you follow on social media is a bridge. Every podcast you listen to is a bridge. Every person you're around is a bridge. Feedback is a bridge. Everything in your life is a bridge. Every habit, every routine is a bridge. So the question I want to ask you right now is, where are those bridges leading you to? If every step is leading you somewhere, where are those steps, AKA choices, AKA decisions, AKA actions, leading you to? Are they leading you to a death sentence? Leading you to depression? Leading you to low self-esteem? Or are they leading you to a life experience? Leading you to joy? Leading you to a power perspective? Every choice you make and step you take is leading you somewhere. I'm not trying to put so much on your mind right now, but I want you to think about this week, and I want you to really concentrate on everything you do. Just ask yourself, is this giving me life or is this giving me death? Is this leading me to the greatest me or is this leading me to a depressed me? Is this leading me to that person that I know I can be or is this leading me to the person the world convinced that I am? There's more to your life than you think. I pray that you wake up. I pray you stop judging yourself. I pray you stop speaking negative language to yourself. I pray you stop involving yourself in situations and experiences that don't bring you life. And I pray that you go feel alive, because there's power inside of you that you haven't released. And you know, it's like, you ever ate food and you feel so full? And I know this might be TMI in this Protect Your Peace moment, but you might be so full because you ate and you can't go use the bathroom. And you feel so uncomfortable because you need to go to the bathroom and release the food that you ate. You see, you, my friend, you're full of power. You're full of greatness. You're full of legendariness. You're full of goodness. You're full of creativeness, but you're not releasing it. You're not giving it to the world because some barrier has forced you to contain it and you feel uncomfortable. You go release it. You go give it to the world, whatever that looks like to you and for you. Like I said, every single podcast episode, it all starts with you. I'm out here getting it in, and it was on my heart to bring it to you like this. I just hope that this podcast really touched your soul, man. And if it did, let me know in the comments, hit me up. But most importantly, share this with somebody. If you get value from anything that I talk about, go share it. Go send it to somebody. Say, hey, man, you got 22 minutes. Listen to this. Team, send it to your team, because there's somebody in your life that needs to hear it. And by you sharing it, you're going to be their hero. I'll talk to you next week. It's rehab time. Let's get it.
Straight Up is hosted and recorded by me, Trent Shelton. The episodes are produced by Chelsea Harfouche and mixed and edited by Andrew Weller. Cameron Berkman is our executive producer. Straight Up with Trent Shelton is a production of The Hollis Company.
Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real. No kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, or take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817-242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number? And how does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number, they're added to the group, and then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like, you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life. I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number. Not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies. So many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go to check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it.
Hey, y'all, what's up? I'm super excited to share this with y'all. I need like a drum roll. I need like a band. But listen, this podcast, the Straight Up Podcast, is now a part of the Growth Day Network. I told y'all, man, we turn it up this year. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, purpose to the world, impact to the world, and to support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about purpose. It's all about power. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends, one of my homies is on this network also, and I need you to go subscribe to their show, The Boss Bae Podcast. I'm sure you already heard of it, but if you haven't, here you go. Natalie and Danielle are amazing. The interviews are amazing. Their strategies are amazing. If you're about that growth life, The Boss Bae Podcast will grow your life, like straight up. I know you're going to love them. I know you're going to love the show. Go check it out. Go subscribe today and you will not regret it. Let's get it.